High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Second date update.
I've heard of people using the dating app Hinge. Anybody here ever try that
yeah.
one?
Alexis? Which,
that's my favorite one.
What's that one about?
Well, I mean, like, how you're does like it work? More Different. Prompt, and you can see people who like you before you like them. So you don't have to match.
See,
whatever. I'm not gonna explain it to you.
I've never used that one before personally, but I have met people on a similar one called Cringe.
That
it's where you match
you.
With people based on their belly buttons, and you make a bunch of mouth noises to try and match them.
This sounds like my best shot.
Cringe.
Okay. No.
I'm going to stay on
that.
It's not for everybody. That's what I'll say.
How did you even come up with that in your head?
But one of our listeners, Haley, apparently met a guy. She says on Hinge, but maybe it was Cringe. Haley, which one was it?
It was on Hinge.
Okay.
She's cringing at the belly button.
If this one doesn't work out for you, though, you can always turn to Cringe. But for now, tell us about the guy that you met. What's his name?
Well, his name is Steven.
Okay.
And, you know, he's a really cool guy, a bit nerdy, just how I like him. And so what really made me click on him was that he had said that he was a major Harry Potter fan. And I was like, oh, well, that's cool.
Oh. Wow, see, he can read at a fourth grade level.
No.
Amazing.
Right.
This is one of those fandoms, like Star Wars or whatever, where you've got to be careful, because if you're going to declare it, people expect you to know every last detail of said franchise.
Yeah, see, they don't have those types of standards on Cringe.
Yeah, I believe that.
But
I believe that.
That's okay.
I always think when someone says they're a Harry Potter fan, I'm like, good, we have 8 movies we can watch. I already have 8
That's funny. I never thought about that.
Timing.
All right, so you guys match. How did it go actually meeting him?
It actually went great. We went for a happy hour and like we instantly clicked. It was so much fun. We were talking about it and then we talked about other things as well. And it was just like, it was an instant click.
Awesome.
Okay.
Nice. I mean, I think we're all wondering, what house are you in?
I'm in Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw.
Look at that. She was ready with an answer.
That makes sense.
Isn't that the nerds?
You know, the hottie Cho Chang, she's in Ravenclaw too.
Yeah,
everyone picks Gryffindor, so it's good to know that you're like a true,
you know.
Yeah, like I'm a Hufflepuff.
Are you?
We're probably Slytherin, but we don't get
into that. Let's not go there.
All right, so, I mean, that's great. It sounds like you guys are clicking at happy hour. What else is going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, even in happy hour, we're like intertwining our legs together under the table. We're like,
playing a little leg pretzel.
I know. I was gonna ask.
Leg pretzel. That's MMA style.
Yeah.
She's got me under the table.
Eating pretzels above the table and making pretzels below.
What?
Exactly. I mean, I was gonna ask, like, how do you turn a Harry Potter date into a sexy date? But apparently, you made it happen.
Yeah. I must say, though, like when we stopped having the happy hour, I was just like, I don't want this date to end.
Yeah.
But I also remembered that I had to let my dog out. I'm so sorry. I have to get my dog out. And at least he was nice enough to, like, he came with me to get my dog out.
I bet he did.
Oh.
All right. You're right. Let's leg pretzel somewhere else is what he said, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Yeah. My apartment was super close by. So he met my dog, Button. And
Button. Button. That's a nice name.
So my dog Button is never really nice with everybody. She's like a little bit crazy, but she was so happy to meet him. He had like the best energy. Like,
it's just such a good sign.
Always.
Yeah, like Button hated my ex. Like she never liked my ex. But that was shocking for me, and I was like so happy. We took her to the park. We were chatting a little bit, sitting on the grass, letting her run around. And as it started getting dark, so I was like, yeah, okay, you know what? If you want, you can go to my place again and you drop off the dog and like just hang out for a little bit longer. And then he said he had to go.
Okay. I think that's understandable. You guys had an extended date.
And... How long had you guys been together to that point?
Give or take 5 hours or so.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
That's a lot of time.
I was just like, fair enough. But then he told me he had somewhere else to go and he was already running late. So I felt bad.
Whoa, after all that, he's got like another late night.
He said he still had something to do.
Okay.
And so he left and we still talk, but now I feel like that flirtiness has like gone away.
Hmm.
And he's kind of like friend zoned me a bit.
Oh, that's weird.
Do you think he had a date that night? Like he put you in the day date, right? Like early happy hour. And then he put somebody else he was maybe more attracted to or something. I'm not trying to be mean, but like... At the night date.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to know what happened.
Have you tried sending him a naughty Ravenclaw pic? See if you get a response from that.
Via owl?
Yeah.
Is that how you send it? Yeah.
Or a little suggestive pretzel action.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I've sent like flirtatious text messages to him and stuff. Or he doesn't respond or he just changes the subject.
Not flirtatious enough from the sound of it. So I'm going to play a song and you go Google suggestive pretzel.
Don't do that.
No, look up suggestive pretzel and see what you find,
especially,
and it might help you because we're going to come back and then we'll call Steven for you and try and get you your second date update, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on. Second date update. There's nothing more sexy than meeting up at a random bar with a fellow Harry Potter head.
Oh, man.
Nothing, really.
They
made
it sexy.
Haley said that while the drinks were flowing on top of the table, their legs were intertwining below.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
And now she didn't say explicitly that she brushed his wand.
What?
Oh.
But I'm assuming by the giddiness in her voice that she at least wanted to.
Uh-oh.
Haley, confirm or deny?
Total confirm.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. That's a pickup line.
I would think that the dude would want to call it a broom before a wand. You guys do what you need to do.
The interesting part about this whole thing is the date didn't end at the bar. They kept it going and even took her dog Buttons out on a walk through the park.
It's Button with just one.
Buttons, excuse
me. I remember
me.
That was super
Button.
Cute. Yeah.
And they went and walked through the park, hung out there a little while, but afterwards the romance has kind of run dry.
Yeah.
Like a bowl full of salty what, Brooke?
Pretzels?
Yeah.
Hey, Brooke knows. Brooke.
I would
the queen
not
of dryness
that.
Over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I'm
just
really...
got to follow along, Alexis. There's like 8,000 metaphors that Jeffrey uses in one sentence. So.
Queen of dry and salty.
You got to keep up.
So, Haley, I'm really curious because most guys don't friend zone. That's just not in the game plan for most of us, but we'll find out what his deal is. You ready to call him?
Yeah, I'm definitely nervous, but I'm ready. I need to know.
It's hard to imagine that a dude who's declaring his love for Harry Potter is getting tons of options on dating apps, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's a new love language now.
I guess.
It is.
I guess.
But we'll find out. Let's give him a call and see what he has to say. Here we go.
Hello?
Ingardian Leviosa?
Oh, he's floating right now.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, is this Steven?
Luminos. No.
Yeah. Now he's lit up.
I know a lot.
I know all the spells. I really do.
Hey, Steven, I'm sorry for all the confusion here. We're calling you from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're hoping you have a second to talk to us.
Please don't expelliarmus on us.
Okay.
Send us away or hang up, guys.
Is it a contest or something?
Maybe.
I wouldn't call it a contest, but it is an opportunity to possibly go out on a date with a really cool girl.
Can I see a picture of her?
Well, you've already been out on a date with this woman. Her name's Haley.
Oh wow. Okay. So this is like one of those talk about the date.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah.
Second date update.
Dude, Haley sounded like she really had a great time with you. It sounded like an awesome date, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason that we're talking about all the you know, spells and charms and stuff, because she mentioned you're a Harry Potter fan. And
no, we're both fans. Like, we had a good time. It was, she's a bigger fan than me, but no, it was fun. We talked a lot about it.
Yeah, I mean, she described it as a good time, too, which is why she's so confused why afterwards things seem to have cooled off a little bit.
Is she reading that right? The cool off part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say so, I guess.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
The whole point of this segment is to try and help Haley understand why the cool off happened, because she has no idea.
Okay. So what do you guys like report back to her or something?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Just help her understand what's going on so she can have a little bit of closure and move on. Or what she would like is to see you again. So you think you could help us give her a little bit of clarity? Okay.
Okay.
It was a fun day. It was great. It was long. It was almost 4 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I was even thinking we have a lot in common. This could be great. Like, I could see a future potentially.
I could tell from the excitement in your voice right now. What changed? Was there a specific moment or was it just an overall vibe for you?
Yeah, no, it was pretty specific, I would say. It happened at the park.
Oh, no.
So, like, we were there with her dog. She kept saying how much her dog liked me, and that was not normal. And
right.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that's a huge compliment.
Yeah, no, I liked her dog. Button was cute and too sweet.
Okay.
No, the thing was, she brought dog treats for her dog, and then she kind of casually just started snacking on them. Like, at first, I thought maybe she's going to do that like one time, like the dog thought it was cute or something, and then she did it like a few more times.
Wait, like dog biscuits?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like one for Button, one for her.
Maybe they were human treats that she was giving to her dog. Do you know what I mean?
No, it was a bag. No. It was a bag it's a dog treat.
Okay. There's a picture of a dog on the front.
They shaped like bones.
Yeah, no, and she didn't acknowledge it. She didn't, like, the only time she acknowledged it was when she's like, man, I'm getting thirsty. And
I bet.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I'll bet. And then she said, come on, Button. And they went over to the dog fountain, like, where the dogs are playing, running around. Yeah, and they both drank the water from the dog fountain.
No!
At the same time?
No!
Together, but, like, kind of together, yeah.
Dang.
You guys,
okay.
I was at a point where I'm like, yeah, I feel like you're overreacting. Dude, I mean,
right
with the treats, but the water too, and
that's where you draw the line.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Well, right. I mean, I was pretty grossed out. But then after the fountain, now it's like we're on a different level of what is normal, what is not.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I can kind of see what you're saying, I wonder if Haley feels the same way as you because she's on the other line listening. I think she's listening, and
she needed to hear this.
She needs to talk to you, Haley.
Hi. Okay. You're totally making it sound horrible, and it's totally not.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, you know, part of it, because, like, Steven, I honestly wish you would have said something about it. And FYI, these dog treats are organic, and they're actually advertised for safe for human consumption.
No.
And I was just like, whatever. It tastes like beef jerky.
I think that is usually, it's usually just put on there so, like, you don't call poison control if you know, accidentally swallow one or something. Yeah. Not advertised for
human consumption. It's not telling top your pasta with it.
Yeah. No, there's like commercials of someone eating the dog treat and whatever. It's like safe organic treats.
I think that's to prove
on regular TV or on some Ukrainian
thing. Honestly, you should just try it.
But I'm okay.
Well, you said beef jerky, but I could have sworn the label said beef and gravy.
Oh,
ew. Oh my gosh.
I can actually, I, oh
Oh, no.
I had a...
Here we go. Okay.
Let's make this normal, Brooke. Go ahead.
Listen, I've eaten a lot of treats of animals in my time. No,
when my dog doesn't finish her dog bowl, I'm not going to let that go to waste.
I had a friend who I also happened to date, and he maybe ate some of those bacon strips.
Oh, okay.
And did
good.
Say, not as a normal thing, just a couple okay. of times.
Yeah.
But I, okay. like, why would you, like, I just picture you down on all fours at a dog drinking fountain yeah. with your head under the water at the same time.
No, I'm not drinking out of a dog bowl or anything like that. It's just like a water fountain. Like, you know, it's the water's high enough. I'm not touching it with my lips or anything. It's just water.
Okay.
I mean, Steven, you're staying awfully quiet for this whole thing. I mean, you're hearing her explanations.
As I said at the beginning, like, Button and I got along good. I'm a dog person, and that's not normal to me. So I would just recommend in the future that you just acknowledge it, because it's not like a not normal.
Steven, I feel like you're coming off just a little bit judgy here. Like, if they went to the same dog groomer,
like, I'm being put on the spot here on a radio show. You want it. Like, this is my okay. feeling. Like,
yeah. okay, it's fine, Steven. We're just asking if, like, maybe after you heard Haley's explanation, that maybe you can open the window a little bit for her.
Yeah, open the doggy door to love and let it come in, because we'd like to send you out on another date. We will pay for that date between you and Haley.
Come on, who wants a date? Who wants a good date?
I had a great time on our first date. I guess I'd be down, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that you know.
Yeah, and she's able to learn from her mistakes, and she won't drink out of the dog bowls anymore, at least not in front of you.
It wasn't a dog bowl. I already explained what the deal was.
Okay.
Okay, a dog fountain.
But it sounds like maybe, Steven, you're willing to give her another shot. Haley, are you still interested?
Well, you know I am. I think you're an awesome guy, Steven. So, yeah, I'm totally down.
Cute.
Wait a second. Is this two Harry Potter heads casting a little Wingardium Leviosa spell?
Oh.
Oh.
This spell works.
We brought the magic back.
Yeah. K9 is Sexyamus. No, I gotta look up my spells.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, no. Go back
something
to the book.
Similar.
Yeah. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.